This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. We're going to end the show on a more somber note. Yesterday marked the 72nd anniversary of when the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. Wednesday is the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. Altogether, nearly 200,000 people died in the attacks. Reporter Shiho Takizawa, a current student at the UC Berkeley School of Journalism, has this remembrance.
Every year on August 6th, people gather at the Memorial Peace Park in Hiroshima to remember a day in 1945. Together, they pray silently for 1 minute. More than 140,000 civilians died in Hiroshima, and those who survived live with the trauma of the event. Jack Dairiki, a Japanese-American survivor, was 14 years old when it happened. He worked at an aircraft factory that was 3 miles away from Ground Zero.
There we saw the three aircraft coming toward Hiroshima. They started to veer away from us, and that's when the explosion happened at 8:15.
Mei Yamaoka is another survivor who was born in Lodi, California, and visited Japan with her family as a child. She was 16 years old, working at a tobacco factory that day.
And all of a sudden, this flash.
And instinctively, I fell on the ground, covered my eyes with four fingers, and my thumb in the ears, as we were trained to do when the bomb falls. The blast followed. My body was about 100-pound weight, and I was floating in the air at that time. It was such a strong strength of a blast.
Dairiki made his way to a bomb shelter. When he looked out at the city, he saw a huge mushroom cloud. Later, he and a friend went outside to see what was happening. A woman with burned clothes walked by.
She walked like a ghost with an arm extended out and a rag hanging from her arm. And turned out not the rag, but it was her skin that hanging. And she just stared in front of not a sound. Uttered from her. She just walked away from us. She probably died, you know, an hour or so later.
The city was filled with ashes, dead bodies, and people trying to survive. The radiation made people very thirsty.
Most people who have burns want water. Well, they said, you know, give it to them because they were dying, but if you give them water, they die. But you try to make them happy with the water, I guess.
At home, Yamaoka tends a Buddhist altar for her sister who died that day. She still places a cup filled with water there every day as a way to remember her sister and the way she died. Those who lived through the bombing of Hiroshima suffer from radiation exposure. Dairiki says his aunt's hands are still paralyzed. For her, the long-term effects of radiation poisoning were so painful that she tried to kill herself more than once. And Dairiki thinks the radiation exposure is why he could never have children.
It's a big question mark. Is it because of the atomic bomb? You'll never know.
16 hours after the atomic bomb was dropped, then-President Harry Truman announced to the world that the Americans had used a nuclear bomb.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT.
Years later, U.S. Army General Leslie Groves said President Truman never read the reports about the bomb plan.
Mr. Truman knew nothing about this project until he became president.
Groves oversaw the international military and scientific effort to develop nuclear weapons called the Manhattan Project. He was interviewed by Bulgarian journalist Stefan Groove in 1965.
This report was not long, and he would constantly interrupt his reading to say, well, I don't like to read papers.
Yamaoka and Dairiki later returned to California. They both feel a responsibility to talk about their experiences crossing the Pacific before and after the war. Because they speak both languages, lived in both cultures and still battle the effects of the bomb on their lives and families.
So we want to keep reminding people of what happened and never to be used again. Yeah. It's very important to keep history alive.
Daiki says, if we forget what the bomb did to the people of Hiroshima, someone else could use a nuclear weapon again in the future. For Cross Currents, I'm Shiho Takezawa.